Hey, praise God for being here this morning. Thank God for this morning. Thank God for today. Thank God for this awesome day. Listen, it's so much. I know I say this a lot, but it's the truth. It's a lot going on, man. You don't know nothing about. It's a lot of plots. It's a lot of scheming. It's a lot of fake everything that's going on right now. So you have to be mindful. You have to be careful of what you do, what you say to people every day. But one thing about me is I'm going to get God's message out one way or the other. Whether you want to hear it or not, whether you like it or not, it really ain't for me to decide. It's actually for you to decide, and not only for you to decide, is for you to receive it however which way you want to receive it, because I'm only doing what God told me to do. But you have to receive it, because you got the answer to God, and you don't have to receive it. So let me take that back. You don't even have to receive it. You can reject it too as well, because God do give us our own free will, then God give us his will. But the thing that I want to tell you all this morning is, first of all, thank God for being here. Thank God for being here on today. Subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. The same video right now that I'm doing, you can go to my YouTube channel, Big On Triple X, and click on the video and click subscribe. And you can subscribe to the video on YouTube as well. But I want to tell you all today is stay covered in the blood. Find your peace and happiness. Find a way to meditate to yourself. Pray to yourself. Ask God for the things that you want. Ask God for the things that you need. And God will provide that vision for you. God will provide that way for you to get the things you need. You can't worry about what a whole lot of people say. You can't worry about how people feel about you, what they think about you, because see, those people may be miserable with themselves, and they will never tell you. They will never tell you. They can be so negative at times, but that's not for you to decide. That's not for me to decide. That's not for no one to decide, but yourself. You're the only person that needs to decide that. Heavenly Father, thank you for the day. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be here. Thank you, Father God, for the blessing. Thank you, Father God, for the message. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to get up and deliver your word on today. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we're grateful and we're thankful. Amen, amen, amen. And I want to say for the record, too, is that no matter what you go through, no matter what you go through, put God first. We have to stay covered in the blood for a lot of reasons. Because when you stay covered in the blood, what you're doing, you're darting off all those arrows, you're darting off any and everything that comes your way. You're darting it off, and it's reflecting back onto them. The person that plotting for your downfall, the person that going against you to see that you fail. So you're going to have people in your family hope that you fail. You're going to have people in your social life hope that you fail. You're going to have people that you work with hope that you fail, because sometimes they don't want to see no good come to you. Sometimes people even have a way to have things set up where they think this is for you, and they don't never want you to achieve to that next level. Don't let somebody else set your destiny and your goals for you. Don't let nobody do that. Don't let nobody determine what's best for you. Let God determine what's best for you by you praying to God, doing what's right. Doing what's right, walking in humility, and allowing God to manifest in your life. allowing God to manifest in your life. So I'm telling you that for a reason, because your blessing, my blessing, all of our blessings, if we're doing the right thing, it is yet to come. And I said that in Habakkuk 2 and 3 yesterday. It will surely come at the appointed time. Just have patience. It may come slowly, but it will surely come at the appointed time. It will come at the appointed time. But know when it comes, you're going to have a lot of pushback. You're going to have people to talk negative about you. You're going to have people to do and say things about you that they think they know about you because they work with you. So they think they know you because they work with you. But they don't know you. See, it's different type of relationships in the world. You got work relationships. You got personal relationships. You got marriages. You got friendships. You got all types of relationships. And then notice when you talk with someone outside of that relationship, how you don't have nothing in common. You don't have nothing in common because you only meant to talk and be with that person at that time, at that given moment. And that's your moment. That's your relationship with that person. So this is what scripture tells us about being covered and staying covered in the blood. It says in 1 John 1 and 17, it says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So you have to keep walking in the light because God is a part of the light. I'm going to read it again to you. It says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from sin. So when we walking in light, remember, we walking in the light because Jesus is in the light. See, that's something to think about. We walk in the light because Jesus is in the light. And his blood will cleanse us from the sin. And it will dart away, reflect any other thing that comes up against us. Heavenly Father, thank you right now, Father God. Bless, Father God, the hearers and doers and listeners of this word, Father God. Bless these people that's on their jobs, Father God, that's going through. Bless these people in their house, Father God, that's going through. Bless these people outside of that, Father God, and what they're going through. Bless the ones in the prison system, Father God. Bless the ones outside of the prison system, Father God. Bless every soul right now, Father God. Keep us covered in your blood, Father God. Keep us safe in your blood, Father God. Keep us protected in your blood right now, Father God. We thankful for every and anything that you do for us, Father God. We are thankful. We are grateful, Father God, and we want to say we appreciate everything that you do for us in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I just had to say another prayer because I know and I feel in my heart that not just me, but someone is going through something and they're just not telling it. But see, you may be going through something because of your wicked ways, your evil ways, what you're doing to other people, how you feel, what you think about other people. You got people fooled because you're living in a mirage. You look a certain way, but you act a whole nother different way. Sometimes you don't want to listen. Whomever you are, you don't want to listen. You're a sexist. You don't really respect a man, but you side with women, but then you turn around and you want a man. And then that's the same thing with a man. You don't really respect women. You side with the brothers, but then you turn around and you really want a woman. But if you stay covered in the blood, if you stay covered in the blood and you walk in the light, because Jesus is in the light, God will provide and direct you in the way and the pathway that you should go. Amen on that. God will guide you. God will guide you, but you got to stay covered in the blood, though. It says in Romans 4:7, it says, blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed are those, because you're covered in the blood. That's in Romans 4:7. Romans 4:7. Let's see here. In Hebrews 9:22, it says, indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with the blood. Under the law, almost everything is purified with the blood. And without the shedding of the blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And without the shedding of the blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. None whatsoever. That blood is powerful. The blood of the Lamb is powerful. I'm going to read one more to you. It says right here in Revelation 12:11, it says, and they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they love not their lives even unto death. Even unto death. I'm going to read it again to you. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb. They have conquered the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So when they conquered the enemy by the blood of the Lamb, they start testifying. They start having a testimony. They start reciting. They start repeating. They start saying the word of God and their experiences and what they went through. For they love not their lives. They didn't even care what happened. They love not their lives even unto death, because they knew that God would bless them and God would save them and God would take care of them. So ask God to keep you covered in the blood this week. Ask God to keep you covered in the blood today, and dagger off and reflect on all those evil devices and wicked ways that people have against me, against you, against anybody that you love. Because see, touch not my anointing, do my prophet no harm. Touch not my anointing, do my prophet no harm. And God will bless you. Don't worry about what they do. You know why? Because see, God fight our battles. They can plot. They can say whatever they want to say about you. They can think whatever they want to think about you. They mad with themselves because you didn't do nothing to them. They just looked at you and got mad. You ain't do nothing to them. I know I haven't done nothing to you. Let God fight your battles. Let God fight your battles. When God fights your battles, you won't have no problems. None whatsoever. Let God fight your battles. To the end. Let God fight your battles to the end. Don't worry about it. God loves you. Big Unc loves you. Till the next time, peace.